This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 6/30/21, last trading day, last day of the month. And this is show number 293. So we got some ADP numbers today, Nick.
Yeah, we got some ADP numbers released at 8:30 a.m. The number was pretty good. It was 692,000. So didn't seem to do a whole lot to the markets, but pretty important, I think. I think the ADP job report tells us a lot. Now we're going to look forward to this Friday's non-farm payroll report by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That'll come out at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, and that could be a market-moving event. Again, a hot number, I think, is a negative for the markets. A mid-range number, maybe not too good, not too bad. That's probably the Goldilocks number for the markets. The last two job reports on Friday were a disappointment that we've had the last couple of months. They really did not meet expectations, but the last one was better than the month before, so the market liked it because it kept the Fed at bay, and they could continue their money printing process of $120 billion a month of asset purchases. So again, this is what we're looking at, and we'll see what we get this Friday. But the ADP job report, 692,000, not a bad number.
All right. Well, if it's real, then that's wonderful, right? But who knows? Who knows? We're living in a, you know, we're living in an era of disinformation and just outright lies. So maybe it's so and maybe it isn't. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but they got about 18 million more jobs to go, right?
They do. They do. I got to say, I like the ADP report much better than the Bureau of Labor Statistics report. I don't know if anybody's ever looked at that metric and in how they figure out the numbers, but it's really a wacky formula. It's, you know, calling people on the phone. I can't believe that, you know, for anything, but it is what it is, and the markets do react off of it, and that's really all that matters.
All right. Well, perception is reality, as the government is always trying to exploit, right? So this Delta variant, they just want you to be scared. They just want you to be worrying that you're going to get COVID. And we spent hundreds of billions of dollars vaccinating a large chunk of the population. For what? Now we're going to get the Delta variant. I'm very skeptical of it. I think the news media just cannot let this story go, Nick.
No, they can't let it go. But we're seeing countries like I did see yesterday that Sydney, Australia, locking down for 2 to 4 weeks. So there are places that are still, you know, falling hook, line and sinker for this thing. And they are locking down. And I mean, it just doesn't seem to end. It's like a bad dream that just won't go away. And this is weighing on the travel and leisure stocks. We see it in the airlines. We see it in the hotel stocks. These things have pulled back quite a bit. The more that the mainstream media keeps feeding into the Delta variant, you know, the more we're seeing these stocks go down, and we're seeing, you know, the stay at home stocks acting better, the tech names and things like that. So, you know, it's almost like a replay in a small way of what we've seen, you know, going back in March of last year, but not quite to that extent. But I just think the world is done with the whole COVID thing, and, you know, it's time to move on. But, you know, the mainstream media just will not let this thing rest.
It's like Groundhog Day, the movie, you know, over
really
and over
is.
And over again.
It really is.
Downplaying the severity of it. You know that I had it and it was no picnic in the park. I'll tell you that. But I got over it, as do 97% or I think 99.97% of people that get it survive it. And I mean, I was at dinner with people last night who were just, oh my God, you know, like, you know how many people died from COVID? I said, do you know how many people would have died anyway? You know, crickets.
Well, that's the funny thing is that the numbers of deaths did not go up due to the COVID, and I'm talking about all deaths, you know, on average. So, you know, I'm not downplaying that it's not a virus or it's a severe flu or something like that, but the flu kills a lot of people every year as well. And again, I just think we went about the whole thing the wrong way. We isolated the wrong people and isolating everybody, and that just really amplified the disease. But here we are now again, and you see Fauci under issues, and now we got the Delta variant.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, his gall knows no limits or bounds. And look, they got a cover from themselves, because history is going to show that they totally mishandled this, that they overplayed it, and whatever their reasons were, we can debate that. But I don't think that history is going to be kind to them. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, what's going on here?
All right, so gold today, what can you say? It's really flat on the session. Right now, gold futures are down about 80 cents. It's a flat day overall. But like I said, Kerry, that chart pattern on gold is not a good one right now. You had a pretty ugly sell-off yesterday. It recovered a little bit off the lows, but you know, I just don't love what I'm seeing. I didn't like it last week when we had that big drop, and we're seeing strength in the dollar right now. So I would tell everybody, you know, avoid gold right now until it can firm up. Right now, the chart pattern is not very strong. As for Bitcoin today, we are seeing Bitcoin pull back. Yesterday, it did have a pop. Today, it's trading around 34,500. And again, this is another chart that I don't think is very strong at the moment. You did have that little bit of a low put in last week. And when we tested that big weekly chart level at around 28,800, then it recovered a bit. But this thing's sitting right on its 200-day moving average. The longer you flirt with that moving average, the weaker the chart becomes. And I think it's headed down to that 22,000 level. So again, if you're in Bitcoin, be careful. And if you're in gold, be careful right now too, because neither chart looks very good.
Yeah, be careful. Obviously, gold hasn't had the run-up that Bitcoin has, that run-up from way back when, from 3,400 or even earlier this year, 5,000 to 65,000. And I guess that emboldened a lot of weaker hands, and now they're suffering the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get a lot of talking heads come out. You get El Salvador saying that they're going to accept Bitcoin, and maybe Guatemala will accept Bitcoin. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the economies in Guatemala and El Salvador.
Yeah.
But that should just tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, they're like, they'd be happy to be third world economies. They're failed economies. Kind of brings to mind Zimbabwe. And nothing's happening in those countries. So, yeah, if it's like, think of a failing retailer out there, and they agree to only accept Bitcoin, and that will be their currency of choice. So what?
Yeah, and that's where we are at this stage of the game. And I, you know, Bitcoin has a lot of people involved. I mean, it really sucked in a lot of people. Big money guys, as well as, you know, a lot of smaller individuals, smaller net worth individuals. So, you know, I think you got to be really, really careful here. I don't see any change in my forecast of this thing going down to 21,000. Then if it breaks there, it goes down to 6,000. And that would really upset the apple cart. But, you know, again, we always look at one level first as support. If you break through that level, then you go to the next one. But, you know, right now, I think 22,000 soon. I don't see any real change there. I think that gets down there pretty soon.
All right. So short Bitcoin, if you can figure out a way to do it, maybe. But it's still dangerous because it could go up to 40,000 before it hits 21 or 22,000 because of the volatility. And then you're dead, right?
That's correct. And that's the hard part about it. But you know, this thing is in a range right now, even though it's forming a bearish consolidation pattern, where it can get back up to 40, maybe even 42 or 43. You know, that doesn't change the overall trend. The trend is now down. But like you said, this is a very volatile instrument, and it can be all over the place, and the price moves are very wide, and you have to be cautious with that.
Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. Well, anyway, if you want to find out how Nick does it, how he makes the big trades, how he makes money on most of his trades, then you got to go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Also, monitor the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails. We'll get to them. I keep telling you, but on Friday, I promise, kl@kerrylutz.com. We got a whole mailbag. We'll get through as many of them as we can on Friday, Nick. Till then, you be well.
Kerry, thank you very much. And if I could just add before we sign off, on July 12th, I'm going to be doing a free webinar, an introduction to technicals. So I know I get so many emails, and I know you do as well, with people asking us about, you know, how do you learn the technicals? I'm going to give you I'm going to do a free webinar for about an hour. I'm just going to give the intro to technicals and get people started. And again, then they could come over, take more advanced classes. But everybody should learn the charts at this stage of the game.
All right. And we'll get a link from you and put it up on the site. Probably slow trading here for the rest of the week because we're running into a holiday weekend and Monday everything is closed. So interesting to see what happens.
Yes, very slow week with the holiday looming on Monday. And again, we're probably going to look at light volume really throughout the trading week. Friday could be a wild card with the non-farm payroll report, but that's really it on our radar.
And this is the kind of markets that they love to manipulate, shallow volume. You can buy futures and make a huge impact, very little bang for the buck. It could well be a day where gold gets slammed even more. That's going to be interesting to see because the opportunity is there. Problem is, when gold reaches a point where it hits its physical floor, then it just bounces back. So what have they accomplished? I don't know, but these are the powers that be who are out there working against us. Anyway, Nick, we will catch you on Friday.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.